Audio Mystery Theatre presents The Ornamental Hermit, a D.S. Billings mystery. Part 8, The Foul Whiff of Corruption.
Here, Billings, what you doing in the filing room?
Hello, Clarkson.
I thought you were suspended.
Oh, you've heard, have you?
Things didn't go well in Sandringham then.
Clearly not. Where's the Russian counterfeiter's file?
The Russian counterfeiter's file? What do you want that for?
I need to check something.
Jacobs has that file.
Jacobs?
He takes it home with him every night.
Why?
I don't know. Here, did you meet the Prince of Wales? What was he like?
Those jewels that were found in Deptford. What happened to them?
They've been returned. Jacobs returned the last batch while you were away. I swear to God, Billings, if I read one more report about stolen jewels...
How did those jewels end up in Deptford?
I don't know. The Russians probably stole them and kept them there.
And how were those jewels found?
I told you. That was my doing. It's that man I spent the whole day shadowing, the one with a long red coat.
The Cossack?
That's right, the Cossack. A man called Bohdan Krymsky. That was the lead the Russians gave us. He was suspected of running a counterfeiting operation in London, and he led us to that warehouse. I told you all about this, Billings, but you never listened to me.
So what happened to the counterfeiters?
Well, they were gone when we stormed the building, and they'd taken all their money with them. But they left behind the jewels. And then I spent 3 long, boring days collating reports, which is why I qualify for a share of the reward. Speaking of which, I went to visit Mr. Boogledug yesterday.
Who?
My goose! He's looking so fat and scrumptious, Billings, and huge. It's an absolute monster of a beast. This is going to be the best Christmas meal we've had in our lives. You are still coming, aren't you?
Clarkson, my dear chap, is that you?
Hello, Mr. Flint.
Is that a cup of coffee you're holding in your hand? I could simply murder a cup right now. I don't suppose you'd be so kind as to... Oh, Billings. I thought you were under suspension.
I am.
What are you doing here, then?
None of your business.
I've just come back from Berkshire. I took the midnight train from Reading. Haven't slept a wink all night.
Berkshire? Are you working on the Lord Palmer case?
Oh, that's right. You were on that case before me. But it seems Brendan's a friend of yours.
He's not really a friend.
I hope not, because he's going to hang.
Why do you say that?
I'm not sure I should be talking to you about that.
You can't have any evidence against him.
Nothing concrete, I admit, but...
But what?
I have probability.
Probability?
There's no one else who could have done it.
How do you know?
Everybody else has an alibi, and no one else was spotted on the estate.
Is that all you have? That's not enough.
No, that's not all I have. There are other things, too.
Like what?
I really don't think I should be talking to you about the case, Billings. There's a reason why Jacobs dropped you.
What else do you have?
How about that coffee, Clarkson?
Yes, sir. I shall get you some.
Bring it to my desk. There's a good chap.
He's bluffing. He doesn't have anything else. He can't have... He's bluffing. Good morning. I'd like to speak to Mr. Jacobs, please.
And who may I say is calling?
My name is...
Who is it, Mary?
It's some man asking for Mr. Jacobs, ma'am.
Don't let him in, Mary.
I won't, ma'am.
What do you want?
My name is John Billings.
We settled this business with your people yesterday.
Pardon?
The bill has been settled. You should check with your boss. Our debt has been paid. Now, please, do not disturb us any longer.
My name is Detective Sergeant John Billings. I'm a colleague of Mr. Jacobs.
Oh, I see. I thought you were the debt collector. Well, you can come in then. Mr. Billings. Thank you, Mary. You can go now.
Yes, ma'am.
My husband has a visitor at the moment, but I shall see if he can make some time for you. You know, you really should have announced yourself sooner, instead of making me believe you are somebody you were not.
I'm sorry.
I trust this misunderstanding will remain between us. No need for the whole police service to know about our debts.
Of course.
I'll fetch my husband for you.
Nice house. Greek-style columns flanking the doorway, black and white marble tiles on the floor. And is that a brand new furry hat taking pride of place on the top of the hat stand? Is it Jacob's? And that marvellous red coat, I've never seen him wear that. How can Jacob's afford a house like this on a policeman's wages?
Billings? What the devil are you doing here?
I need to speak to you, sir.
Well, what is it?
I need to speak to you about the jewels.
The jewels?
I saw Mr. Etheridge at Sandringham. He said you'd return the jewels to him.
Well, what of it?
Those were the jewels which were stolen from Lord Palmer.
And?
Well, whoever stole those jewels must have been involved in Lord Palmer's death.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Billings!
I was trying to find out where those jewels came from this morning, but I couldn't find the report. Clarkson said you took it home with you.
What are you doing looking for files? You're supposed to be suspended. And anyway, Flint is dealing with the Lord Palmer case now.
But you are dealing with the counterfeiter's case, and it now appears that the two are connected.
This really isn't the time to discuss this, Billings. Today is my day off, and you're not supposed to be working.
Could I just have a look at the file, sir?
No, you may not.
Why not?
Is everything all right, Jacobs?
Yes, yes, everything is fine. Just help yourself to another glass of brandy. I'll be right with you.
Is this man bothering you?
No, no, this is a colleague. We're just talking shop. Go back in. I'll be right with you.
Very well.
Who was that?
No one.
He sounded Russian. Wait, the furry hat, the red coat, was that... Oh my God, it was Krimsky, Bowden Krimsky.
You are being impertinent and difficult, Billings. I'm not going to discuss this with you now.
Why are you entertaining the leader of the Russian counterfeiting gang?
Go home now, Billings, or you will find yourself without a job. See me in my office tomorrow. We'll discuss this then.
Good morning, neighbour. Off to work?
Off to work, yes.
There's an odd character on the bridge.
What?
Chelsea Bridge over there. There's an odd character loitering around. Been there all night. You might want to have words with him.
What for?
As a policeman, find out what he's up to.
I haven't started my shift yet.
Well, it's your house he's been staring at.
What do you mean?
The ruffian on the bridge. He's been standing there, staring at Mrs. Appleby's boarding house all night. He's up to no good, I tell you. I only thought it fair to warn you. Well, have a nice day, neighbour. I'm going back to bed. Ha ha! You're starting your shift. I just finished mine. Good day.
Good day. Staring at my house all night. Who is he? What does he want? Oh, that must be him, the rough-looking man with the tattered old hat leaning against the rail smoking a cigarette. Do I know him? Morning.
Morning. That's for sticking your nose in where it don't belong. And that's for locking up my son.
Are you all right, sir?
I'm all right, I'm all right. Go after him, Constable, quickly. Find out who he is.
Yeah.
Oh, Detective Sergeant Billings, what happened to you?
I'm all right. I'm all
You're going to need that stitched up, sir. You should get a doctor to look at your face.
I'm all right, I said. Oh, why did that man attack me? What did he mean by sticking my nose in and locking up his son? Oh, my God. The dirty long hair, the frizzled hat, the long leather coat. It was Barnabas Crook.
Mr. Billings, this is PC Smith. He's the constable who chased after your attacker.
Did you catch him?
Cool. Look at your face.
Never mind my face, Constable. Did you catch him?
No, I didn't. I chased him all the way to Westminster Bridge. I lost him to Lambeth Palace Road. Do you know who it was, sir?
I'm not sure.
You should get that eye you're seen to, sir. Do you want us to call the surgeon?
Billings, are you there? I heard about the attack. God, blimey. Look at your face.
What am I, a freak show exhibit?
All right, don't get your dander up. Jacob sent me to fetch you. He wants to see you in his office straight away. Here, you should get a doctor to look at that eye.
Good morning. Clarkson said you wanted to see me.
Good grief, Billings. You look like a squashed frog.
What happened?
I don't know, sir. A man was waiting for me on Chelsea Bridge this morning and attacked me. I didn't see it coming.
Do you know who it was?
I think it was Barnabas Crook.
Who?
The thug who stole the furs in Sandringham.
Why did he attack you?
I don't know. Maybe he wanted revenge for his son.
His son?
Oswald Crook. We caught him at Sandringham. The Norfolk Constabulary arrested him.
Do you think that was the reason he beat you?
Yes. At least I think so. He said something else when he punched me.
What did he say?
He said, "That's for sticking your nose in."
What did he mean by that?
I don't know, sir, but I'd like to find out. There should be a file on him. He's a known criminal.
Don't worry, Billings. I'll handle this for you.
If it's all the same to you, sir, I'd rather handle it myself. He attacked me in front of my own home. It's a matter of pride with me.
Have you seen the surgeon
yet? Not yet.
I suggest you do so now. That cut looks ugly. In fact, I suggest you go home and rest. I'll deal with this thug.
About yesterday, sir.
Not now, Billings.
I really need to talk to you about this, sir. I am convinced that there is a connection between Lord Palmer's murder and the stolen jewels. If you'd only let me have a look at that file, sir, I'm sure I'd be able
Billings, to... Billings, you're going to have to drop this once and for all, do you hear? I've given you enough warnings.
But I'm convinced Loughran is innocent.
Did you hear what I said?
Who was that man that I saw in your house yesterday? Was it Bowden Krimsky?
It's none of your business who that was.
It was, wasn't it?
This is a complicated case, Billings, and there are certain angles to it which are unknown
to you. What was he doing in your house?
What do you think you're doing, Billings? Are you interrogating me?
I just want to get to the bottom of this, sir.
You've been wounded, Billings. I order you to see the surgeon immediately and to go home. You're supposed to be suspended. I do not want to see you here again until your suspension is over. Is this understood?
But, sir, I...
Go now, Billings, or I will get someone to drag you out and escort you back home.
Clarkson, you need to do something for me.
Oi, careful! You're splashing ink all over me cuffs.
Find out everything you can about this man.
Barnabas Crook. Who the hell is Barnabas Crook?
There should be a file on him. Send Jack to deliver the report to my address, but don't tell Jacobs. In fact, don't tell anyone.
What's all this about?
It's about the man who attacked me. Bring the report to me as soon as you can, but don't tell Jacobs.
What's going on, Billings?
Jacobs won't let me come back here until the end of my suspension, but I can't let it lie. I was attacked in front of my own home. It's a matter of pride, that's all.
All above board, then, is it?
Yes, Clarkson, all above board. Just don't tell anyone. I'm relying on you. Can I trust you?
You can.
Good man.
Oh, my heavens, Mr. Billings. Look at the state of you. What happened?
I was attacked. But don't worry, Mrs. Appleby. It's not as bad as it looks. I just need to lie down for a bit, that's all.
Oh, no. You mustn't lie down. That's the worst thing you can do. You might have a concussion. You come into the lounge, my dear. Let your poor old landlady look after you. Come on, you sit down in the armchair, my dear. I'll put some cold tea leaves in a towel and dab your eyes with it. That'll help bring the swelling down.
I'll get it. Jack.
Cool. Look at your face.
Do you have a letter for me, Jack?
I have, sir. I got a letter from Mr. Clarkson. Here it is.
Thank you.
You ought to have that seen to by a doctor.
Yes, all right, Jack. You can go back now.
Barnabas Crook, born in Bradford, 38. Married Rebecca Yeoman in 54. First child born in 55, but died 2 months later. Another born in 56 and died in 59. Their third child, born in 57, survived and was named Oswald. Wife, however, died in 62, after which father and son moved to Whitehaven. They worked at Cranson and Son's tannery yard. Oswald spent 3 months at Peter Street House of Correction for pickpocketing. Spent another 5 months there for stealing a gentleman's coat and another full year for burglary. Barnabas and Oswald left the employ of Cranson and Son in 1882 after it was alleged they'd been stealing skins from the yard. Neither are heard from again until 85, when they're both sentenced to 8 months hard labour at Birmingham prison for burglary. This was Oswald's fourth conviction. He was lucky not to have been hanged. In prison, Oswald attracted the pity of one of your lot.
by which I mean quackers, who arranged for him to be trained and employed as a boatman in the Grand Junction Canal. He's been ferrying between London and the Midlands with his father ever since, until he was arrested recently in Norfolk for trespassing at Sandringham, for which he was sentenced to 6 months' hard labour. When are they going to hang this brute? Their boat is called Rickmer, and it was moored on the River Chess in Rickmansworth at the time of Oswald's arrest. I should warn you that Jacobs has asked for a similar report. I really do hope this is all above board, Billings. Don't worry about Jack. He's been sworn to secrecy. I had to pay him 2 shillings to buy his silence, which I expect you to pay me back.
Here, are you going?
Sorry, Mrs. Appleby. A letter just came for me from work.
You're not going out now, are you?
Work never stops for a yardman, Mrs. Appleby. See you later.
Ahoy there! Looking for anyone in particular, Governor?
Oh, hello. Yes, I'm looking for a boat called the Rickmer.
The Rickmer? Ah, you've just missed it, Governor. The Rickmer left a couple of hours ago.
Do you know where it went to?
Well, I saw her go upstream this morning, but she were carrying no cargo. Here, Rufy, where did Barney go off to this morning?
What?
Barney, where did he go off to?
What are you hollering about?
This man's asking after Barney. Do you know where he went off to?
He's gone upstream, ain't he? Where he always goes to when he's in trouble.
Would you know exactly where he would have gone to?
Blimmin' heck, what's happened to your face? Oh, look at the state of him.
I had an accident.
Accident, my arse. You've been punched. That's what's happened to you.
Never you mind what happened to him, woman. Why don't you get back in there and bring us some coffee?
I was making coffee before you started hollering.
You'll have some coffee, won't you, Governor? Barney's long gone by now. What is it you want him for, anyway?
I have business with him.
Business, is it? Well, if it's business you have, I might be able to oblige. You're looking to offload some ware, I'd wager. We're all in the same trade here, Governor. I can take the ware off your hands just as well as Barney can. Now, come on. Get on board and show me what you got.
My mother's locket. I could show you my mother's locket. Actually, I do have something I could show you. It's a locket.
Let's have a look at that, then. Yeah, it's not much, is it?
It's gold.
Gold-plated, and only lightly so. You got any more?
I have more at home.
Well, I won't get more than a couple of sovereigns for this. Sorry, mate. Not worth my while.
How can I find Barney?
You can't. He doesn't want to be found. That's why he went upstream.
Why doesn't he want to be found?
Why do you think? The law must be after him. But I'll tell you what, mate. If you really have more stuff, you might as well take it directly to Florence.
Florence?
It's what Barney would have done. Florence will take almost anything.
And where can I find this Florence?
There you go, gentlemen. Here's your coffee.
Yeah, Rufy. Where does Florence hang out these days?
How the devil would I know? Why are you asking?
This man wants to know.
You should go to the market in Spitalfields and ask around there. They'll know.
What's her last name?
Whose?
Florence. What's her surname?
Who are you? Everyone in our line of business knows Florence.
I told you, Archie. I told you not to talk to strangers.
My name is John Brown. John Brown.
John Brown, my arse. You're a copper. He's a copper, Archie.
Are you a copper?
No, I assure you I'm not.
Oh, Archie, I told you not to trust him. I hope you haven't said anything incriminating.
How do you know Barney Crook?
I met him in Norfolk.
Did he do that to your face?
What? No.
He did. You're the one who's after him, ain't you? You're the one he's hiding from.
I met Barnabas Crook in Norfolk at the White Swan in Dursingham. He told me he dealt in stolen jewellery, and if I ever had anything for him, I should look him up in Rickmansworth. Just ask for the Rickmer, he said. Well, here I am, but he ain't here, so I guess I'll just...
Oh, no, you don't. There. You'll have to jump into the river if you want to get off. There's no running away from us now.
Tell me straight, mister. Are you a copper or not?
I told you, I'm not.
I don't believe you. Here, Rufy, give me that pole. Now, tell me who you are.
No, stop that. I'm not trying to deceive you. Just let me get off the boat and I'll be on my way.
If you want to get off the boat, you'll have to jump.
How? Stop it!
What's the matter? Can't you swim? Well, there's only one way to learn, ain't there, Rufy? Go on then. Jump. Oh.
How much is it, driver?
2 shillings, please.
There you go.
Thank you. Have a good night, sir.
Mr. Jacobs.
Who's that? What do you want from me?
It's me, Mr. Jacobs.
Billings? What on earth?
I need to have words with you.
What the devil happened to you?
I fell into the river.
The river? Where?
Rickmansworth.
What the devil were you doing in Rickmansworth? I thought you were a mugger come to rob me. You scared the living daylights out of me.
I need to talk to you.
Hadn't you better go home and change into some dry clothes?
I know that you are deliberately scapegoating an innocent man in order to cover the misdeeds in which you have become embroiled.
Oh, you just won't give up, will you?
I went to Rickmansworth to look for Barnabas Crook. I've worked it all out.
Well, I suppose you'd better come in then. Come into my office and have some brandy. You look like you could use a good stiff drink. There you go. Put that into you.
I went to Rickmansworth to track down the man who assaulted me. I didn't catch Barnabas Crook, but I did learn some things about him. I learnt, for instance, that he is a duffer, one of several in the country who sell their wares to Bowden Krimsky, better known to the criminal fraternity as Florence. Krim being the Russian word for Crimea, and Florence Nightingale being the most famous personage connected with that peninsula. The stolen jewels you found in Deptford were part of that ware. He was intending to smuggle them back to Russia to sell.
I know all about Bowden Krimsky. What has any of this to do with me?
The discovery of the counterfeiter's stash couldn't have occurred at a more opportune moment for you, could it, Mr. Jacobs?
Couldn't it? Why do you say that?
Because you were very much in debt at the time.
Ah.
I know the debts have now been paid off. I learnt this from a comment your wife made when I visited you yesterday and interrupted your visitor. Who was that visitor, Mr. Jacobs?
I think you know perfectly well who that visitor was, Billings.
Yes, I do. I recognised his long red coat, which hung so conspicuously in the hallway. I remember Clarkson describing it to me. It was Bowden Krimsky himself. You've been having dealings with Mr. Krimsky for a while now, haven't you? Tipping him off whenever an arrest was imminent, and receiving handsome rewards for your efforts. Handsome enough for you to be able to live in a house like this.
No, that's where you're wrong, Billings. The rewards aren't handsome enough for that. No amount of payoff is sufficient to support my wife's expensive tastes. But do go on with your story, Billings. What has any of this to do with Barnabas Crook?
Two of the items which were found among the Deptford jewels are significant because they link Bowden Krimsky's counterfeiting operation with the murder of Lord Palmer. The gold watch engraved with date palms and a cameo ring of a Greek warrior. Those are the jewels which were stolen from Lord Palmer after he was killed. Whoever stole those jewels must have sold them to Krimsky.
And you believe that person to be Barnabas Crook?
Yes. Crook was known to Sebastian Forrester. They met in Whitehaven several years ago. And Crook had a boat, the Rickmer, which he could have used to enter Lord Palmer's estate with by accessing it from the river. I believe Crook may well be responsible for Lord Palmer's murder. Quite how the killing occurred and whether Crook's encounter with Sebastian was premeditated or by chance, I do not know. But I do know that Lord Palmer's death was a serious inconvenience to Krimsky, one which could jeopardise both his plans and yours, which is why it was necessary to incriminate Loughran as fast as possible. This explains your eagerness to obtain a swift identification and the confession which you extracted from him. My constant digging for the truth became worrisome to you, which is why you made every effort to send me away. When that didn't work, Crook was sent out to deal with me instead, although I like to think that that was on Krimsky's orders rather than yours.
But you do not have any proof for these allegations, do you, Billings?
Not yet, sir, but I can get it.
So why did you not do so before confessing your suspicions to me?
I was hoping you'd do the honourable thing by confessing to all this yourself.
Oh, good old Billings, our Quaker detective. Always so righteous and honourable, aren't you?
It is not my intention to threaten you, Mr. Jacobs. I want to help you rectify the situation before an innocent man is hanged. I don't believe you're a bad person. You've always been good to me, and it is you I have to thank for my position in Scotland Yard. But your financial situation has made you desperate, and desperation can lead you to do things which are foolish and reckless.
Foolish and reckless?
You have dug yourself into a hole, Mr. Jacobs, and I want to help you climb out of it.
Well, that is very kind of you, Billings. That's very gallant, and honourable, and altruistic. But then you are a Quaker, after all, and Quakers never do things which are foolish and reckless, do they?
We try not to.
Do you know what this is?
It looks like a small key, Mr. Jacobs.
This is the key to all your sordid little secrets. Ah, I can see by the tightening of your face that you recognize this envelope. Let's see what's in it, shall we? Ah, some photographs of you. Ha ha ha. Well, well, well. Who would have thought it? Our Billings. A mandrake. An invert. A pansy. I always wondered why you stubbornly chose to remain a bachelor, but this explains it. Our Billings is a sodomite.
Those photographs are misleading. Nothing happened.
It doesn't look like nothing happened. What's that boy doing on his knees? Polishing your shoes, is he?
I stopped him before anything occurred. You can't prove anything untoward happened when that photograph was taken.
I don't need to prove that, Billings. I can prove you've been ordering obscene photographs. I can prove you've been frequenting a shop of ill repute. Whatever way you look at it, Billings, your career at Scotland Yard will be over should this ever come out. Why don't you sit down, Billings? You've gone quite pale.
Please, put those photographs away, sir.
Can't stand to look at them, can you? There. They're gone. Now, grab a chair and sit down, Billings. We all do things we're ashamed of. It's not easy being a police officer, working 10, sometimes 20 hours a day for a measly wage, being looked upon with hatred and suspicion by all. We work hard to catch criminals and collect the evidence, only to find all our efforts have been dismissed by the law courts and the criminal is set free. Free to rob again. Free to make more money with one act of deception than you and I can earn in a lifetime of service. It's a hard job, Billings. But there can be some rewards, if you look the other way. Who cares about counterfeit rubles, eh? Let the Russians catch their own criminals. I got the jewels back, didn't I? Surrender the British loot, I told Krimsky, and I will cooperate. And he did. Those jewels weren't worth much to him anyway. It was the equipment he wanted, and the fake rubles, and the opportunity to continue making them in this country unmolested by the police. That's where his profit lies. So where's the harm in that? Why should I not profit along with him? It's a victimless crime, Billings.
It is not a victimless crime. Sebastian Forrester will hang unless we help him.
Oh, Brendan Loughran was half dead already.
His name is Sebastian Forrester.
Brendan, Sebastian, what the devil does it matter? That smelly wretch died many years ago. He's nothing but a walking corpse. We'd be doing him a favour, putting him out of his misery.
He's a family acquaintance and his mother is relying on me to set him free.
So you will jeopardise your career, face the ridicule of your peers and the outrage of the public, risk being sentenced to 6 months hard labour for committing acts of obscenity and sodomy, all for the sake of a distant acquaintance.
Sebastian Forrester is innocent, and I deserve all the punishment I get.
Well, well, well. A principled man. D.S. Billings, the Quaker detective. With love for everyone. Except for himself.
I cannot be bought.
You can't be bought, eh?
No, sir. I cannot.
What are you doing?
I'm going home. I'm going to wash. I'm going to change my clothes. I'm going to take a shot of morphine and I'm going to sleep. When I wake up tomorrow, I will go to work as usual. If you haven't already confessed by then, I will knock on Superintendent McMurphy's door myself and I will tell him all. Good night, Mr. Jacobs.
In this episode, the parts were played as follows. David Ault, Bob Lawrence, Ivan Wilkinson, Sarah Bowers, Tanya Rich, Anthony Hewson, Mike Young, Sean Mendham, Aubrey Parsons, Luke Malloy, Floyd Kennedy. Audio Mystery Theatre is free to listen to, but not free to make. If you want to show your appreciation, please consider buying us a virtual cup of coffee at ko-fi.com/audiomysterytheatre. That's ko-fi.com/audiomysterytheatre. With theatre spelt the British way. That is, with RE at the end.